Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
It's been way too long since we have talked some boxing here on Drive Time Sports, but Saturday gave us the perfect reason to start the talk back up. Anthony Joshua stopping Vladimir Klitschko via 11th round TKO in what was the best heavyweight fight I have seen 10 to 15 years. That's no exaggeration. If you missed this fight, try to find it online. You will not be disappointed. Joshua sends Klitschko down to the canvas in round 5, has complete control of it, dominates the round. Klitschko fires back. He knocks Joshua down in the 6th. He has control of this fight until an uppercut from Joshua stuns Klitschko and eventually leads to a stoppage after Vladimir goes back down. A lot of action in this fight. Joining us right now to talk about that and this upcoming weekend with Canelo Alvarez and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., we have Tony Whippy, our Drive Time Sports boxing insider. Tony, this is a great time to be a boxing fan.
Yeah, what a weekend, man. What a fight to bring, you know, a big, fresh, big gulping fresh air into the sport of boxing. This is what, you know, myself and boxing purists, this is when we talk about good fights and, you know, woe the days of the past when it comes to heavyweight fights. This is exactly what we were talking about. What happened over the weekend between Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko is a thing of beauty, without a doubt.
It is a thing of beauty. We can talk about the logistics of this fight in general, but Tony, did you get the feeling that with the mutual respect that these two have for one another, and again, this is the best heavyweight fight in the history of the UK, was it almost a passing of the torch moment for the heavyweight division?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that goes without saying. We know Klitschko, at 41 years old, he and his dominant reign, easily first year, you know, first round Hall of Famer, you know, first ballot type guy. His knockout ratio supersedes anyone else's. The guy has been a beast. Stylistically, maybe not the most entertaining for most fight fans out there, but he always got he always found a way to knock out, you know, over 90% of his opponents one way or the other. And with that being said, you know, he had some grit after losing against Tyson Fury. You know, we went back and forth on text messages about how compelling Klitschko was going into this fight, thinking that we were going to see a different Klitschko than what we've seen in you know, the last couple of years, where he was going to have a little bit more of a chip on his shoulder. And that's exactly what we saw. We saw a Klitschko that was actually using foot movement, you know, and kind of more pep in his step. He had a bounce in his step that we haven't seen since his mid-20s. And again, this guy's 41 years old. Just the attitude that he had in the ring, we haven't seen that type of version of Klitschko in a really long time, because he didn't need to really have that. You know, sometimes he would go into these fights where it was almost a shoo-in that he was going to win it, so he could just walk in there. Not necessarily like he didn't train for it. I mean, he was always dominant. But you could tell he was a different fighter on Saturday night. And, I mean, he gave it his all against the younger, fresher kid, without a doubt.
You know, there's always the talk of, is an individual past his prime? There's always a talk of that. Klitschko has now lost, Tony, the last two bouts. He lost to Tyson Fury. Now he's lost to Joshua. All in all, are you worried about his legacy? I mean, you mentioned he's a surefire first-round Hall of Famer. No doubt about it. But he hasn't been stylistically pleasing, and now he's lost his last two fights, and they were major fights. He lost to Tyson Fury somewhat convincingly. I mean, Fury worked around him, and then he gets a stoppage loss against Anthony Joshua. Should boxing pundits be worried about his legacy?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think there's anything to be worried about legacy-wise. You know, if he continues on his career, which we're not sure if he is or not, but if he continues on his career, and let's say he starts to get, knocked out by lesser opponents in you know, devastating fashion and quicker ways and means, then, yeah, I would be more concerned from an overall health standpoint. But, I mean, if you go back and you look at Klitschko's career, he's been knocked out before. And then he retooled, he regrouped, and he went, you know, a decade strong without getting knocked out, without getting, you know, let alone even knocked down. And, you know, since then has had this outstanding career. But yes, in the last two fights, Tyson Fury did, you know, quote unquote, dance around him and shook him for 12 rounds stylistically. You know, outpointed Klitschko in a way that we've never saw anyone dismantle Klitschko. This loss was a different version of dismantling, but this one, you know, he went, you know, he went into the fire with Joshua, which we haven't seen Klitschko have to do probably since Samuel Peters, which you can Google it. I mean, it was over 10 years ago, let alone probably 12 years ago. So, you know, from a legacy standpoint, I wouldn't be worried about it now. Let's see. Let's talk in, you know, two or three fights if this continues. I don't think this is the same thing that we, when we talk about legacy and we talk about Roy Jones Jr. and the amount of losses that he's taken in the last eight fights in his career. That's a different story. I think that's just somebody that doesn't know when to quit. I think Klitschko is a much more smarter fighter where that's not going to be the case. And kind of to your first point, if anything, I think he'd be much smarter in saying, hey, this was a passing of the torch moment. Let's let it be, and we'll continue on. You know, 5 years from now, I'll be, you know, on a float in Canastoga. So we'll go from there.
Again, our guest right now is Tony Whitby, our Drive Time Sports Boxing Insider. We'll talk Anthony Joshua here for a second. He's 27 years old, 19-0. Champion, knocked off Klitschko. Again, we just talked about the resume of Klitschko. He's won a couple of gold medals on top of that. So, Tony, all in all, this kid already has a decorated resume, passing of the torch hands down. Plus, he had to dig deep for this, okay? Yes, he took control in the fifth round when he put Klitschko on the mat. But then again, Klitschko, he was able to come back up, knocked him down. And you and I were talking about this off the cuff. Klitschko's knockdown of Joshua was much more devastating than Joshua's first knockdown of Klitschko. So here we have a young kid who was taken to the brink and still found a way to get a TKO victory. I am thoroughly impressed by this performance.
Yeah, I mean, this guy walked through the fire, and what we talked about off air, I mean, the first knockdown Joshua put on Klitschko was good. It wasn't bad, not at all. But that punch, you know, that feint left that Klitschko threw and then came in with the straight right was a devastating punch. And in my perspective, you know, it's just an opinion, but my perspective, I don't think there's a heavyweight fighter right now that would have been able to take that punch the way that Joshua did. And with that, I mean, if he can take that punch, get back up, and at least deliver the beating that he did on Klitschko for the remaining amount of the rounds left till the fight was stopped, I don't know if there is anyone that can beat this kid. I mean, yes, his accolades going into this fight, surely a large amount of inexperience, hasn't faced the same amount of opponents, caliber opponents that Fury or Wilder have, Deontay Wilder, that is. But even their resumes aren't necessarily that strong as well. But to beat Vladimir Klitschko by TKO stoppage, I think, is a bigger win than, you know, Fury's combined and Deontay Wilder's. This kid has a bright future, and I don't know of anything that would be able to stop him except for himself at this point.
I'll say this before we move on. I love Deontay Wilder. He's what we have wanted here in the country for a very long time, an American unbeaten heavyweight champ. I mean, that is bringing somewhat of the interest back to the division, I think, for people here in the States. However, with that being said, he's not on Joshua's level. He's not. And if this does happen to be the next fight, which I don't think it is, but if it is the next heavyweight fight we see, I think Joshua gets Wilder out within 6 to 7 rounds, Tony.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I do think it'd be a fun fight because of Deontay Wilder's, you know, we've talked about his styles before and how not as boxing IQ of an acclimate does he have. It's a little bit more rough. It's a little bit more of a unorthodox style, not necessarily from a left-handed standpoint, but just from an overall boxing pedigree. And then you have an ex-Olympian with a very good amateur background, and his style is much more of a purist format of it. I do think that, one, don't get your hopes up. We're not going to see this fight within the next 18 months. If we do you know, a more power to it, and I'll be happy to see it, but I just don't think that's going to be the case. And I would pick Joshua to win regardless at this point, and 18 months now I probably would as well, unless something dramatically changes. There's a lot of questions to be answered from a lot of these fighters, but I think Anthony Joshua answered a big question over the weekend.
Let's talk about Saturday. It is a big fight weekend. Canelo Alvarez going up against Chavez Jr., and this is interesting. It's a big fight. It falls on the perfect weekend for this particular fight, with it being Cinco de Mayo, obviously. And looking at Canelo Alvarez, there's some story here, Tony, because he's likely to be outweighed. I mean, you and I were talking about the shape that Chavez Jr. is in. He's going to be outweighed when he steps into the ring. That's an advantage that Canelo typically always carries over his opponent when he steps into the ring. Not going to be the case this Saturday. Stylistically, I love Canelo to win this fight going away. But nonetheless, it's a big fight for boxing, and it's on a huge boxing weekend, to say the least.
Yeah, this is the biggest fight of the year that has officially been made from real boxing fans. And I hate saying it that way, but casual fans are going to be looking at other things, and that's fine. But as boxing fans go, especially, you know, Mexican boxing fans, we've all argued Canelo versus Chavez for at least the last half decade, if not even longer. You know, a lot of times it always seemed like it was never going to happen, you know, whether it's because of promotional issues or because of just overall changes in weight between each fighter. Somehow, some way, this fight got made. I was never a big proponent at this point, given Chavez's past losses and how much he went up in weight and how much he goes up in weight during the fight. Yeah, Canelo does somewhat of the same thing. I just never really thought it was going to actually happen. I kind of always thought there was a way that there was going to be, you know, Chavez was going to pull out because of the lack of training that he does, so on and so forth. But you can tell that he's taking this fight serious, that he's willing to do what it takes to get down in the weight, whatever that necessarily means. But I also do think that we're crossing a breaking point to where he's dangerously, the photos that are coming out, he looks dangerously ill trying to make this weight, I've been bringing it up for the last couple of days here. If anything, this is a very reminiscent fight of Oscar De La Hoya going back down in weight to fight Manny Pacquiao. And if we look at that fight, Manny Pacquiao being the younger guy, the smaller guy, the faster guy, the more youthful guy, the guy that had less at that time, less miles on the odometer, if you will. And I do think that this is going to be that type of style of fight where you have Julio Jr. that's going to be draining himself just to make the weight, going to go back up, probably going to go an easy 20 to 30 pounds, and I say that respectively, back up in weight, probably going to be about 180, 185 come fight night, while Canelo's probably going to be between 170, 172, maybe 125, but he's going to be the fresher fighter. I think he's going to just throw more punches. It is, to me, going to be a fun fight while it lasts.
No, I agree. I think those who pay for this fight, you're going to see a lot of action on the card front to back. And you and I were talking a bit about the undercard just a little while ago, Tony, off of the cuff. I mean, all in all, I think it's going to shape up for a great week of boxing. Unfortunately, Tony, I'm out of time for this particular segment, but I would love to catch up with you next week, recap the Canelo-Chavez fight, and then we have another one that I'm really excited about at the end of the month as well, with Errol Spence Jr. going up against Kell Brook. I think that could be a tremendous fight as well, so I would love to get you back on in between.
Yeah, let's absolutely do it. Boxing is looking real good right now.
It definitely is. I mean, it's a perfect time for boxing. Tony, always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
All right, man.
And there's definitely some great boxing coming up. Great to get Tony back on the show. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back, put the final touches on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports when we return here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.